Would You Rather? Questions about pets.
Welcome to the Rathercast, where this month and every month we present to you family-friendly Would You Rather questions. We debate our answers and invite you to do the same with your friends and family. This week, we have a pet edition. Eladin, would you like to tell our listeners why we're doing a pet edition?
We're getting gerbils.
Gerbils, it's the first house pet. Right.
For us ever.
So that's exciting. We're excited to welcome some little critters into our lives. We have a whole enclosure.
It's not fun to look at the enclosure when the gerbils aren't actually
here. Well, it's kind of cool. You guys had fun setting it up. It was pretty cool.
Well, yeah, but it's not fun to look at the enclosure and know that we still have like another 2 weeks before we actually get them.
So we are still waiting. Our gerbils are on order. But so we look forward to that. And in the meantime, let's answer some tricky Would You Rather questions, all themed around pets.
Number one. Would you rather have a pet dog who can speak three different languages but can only speak during full moons, or a pet cat who can predict the outcome of sports event but only if you ask it nicely?
Cat.
Huh.
Dog.
I never want to have a cat under any circumstance.
Yeah, neither. I don't like cats.
But he can predict sporting events. But he's never going to tell you the answer.
Yeah, he will.
Because cats are very... If you ask him nicely, the cat will be like, that wasn't nice enough. What do I get with the dog, by the way?
It can speak three different languages.
Oh, three languages.
But only under a full moon.
Oh, so only once a month.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe I'll trick my chances with the cat. It can live it can live outside. All right, next question.
It'll be kind of a stray next week.
Not everyone agrees with our choices about the cats.
Maybe not.
Two. Would you rather have a pet rabbit that can magically clean its own hutch, but insists on rearranging your furniture every week, or a pet bird that can perfectly mimic your singing voice, but only when you're not in the room?
Rabbit. I guess the rabbit. It can, it rearranges the furniture, but it cleans up after itself.
So you never have to do anything.
So your furniture is kind of always in a new spot, but you never have to clean up after the rabbit. I'm going with that one.
Yeah. And I also kind of like it if my furniture's in any spot.
Yeah, it's like
as long as I don't have to move it every day.
Keeps you on your toes. All right, what do we got next?
Three. Would you rather have a pet hamster that can navigate through mazes with lightning speed but has a penchant for hiding your keys?
Oh.
Or a pet turtle that can accurately predict earthquakes but only communicates this by tapping Morse code on its tank?
Oh, so it predicts earthquakes via Morse code.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
I'm not dealing with hamsters. They're not
nocturnal. Because there's actually a lot of earthquakes that happen.
Yeah, that'd be very useful information.
Yeah.
You could be a very helpful person. You going with the turtle, Eladin?
Yeah.
Turtle all around, I guess. Even though reptiles creep me out.
Four. Would you rather have a pet parrot that can teach you to speak any language fluently, but only if you feed it exotic fruits? Or a pet guinea pig that can knit adorable sweaters for the entire family, but requires daily cuddle sessions to maintain its skills.
That's too hard to pick. He can teach you any language.
I'm going to go with the pet parrot because I bet exotic fruit costs less than hiring your own translator.
You could teach... I can't pick. That sounds adorable to have a guinea pig that makes you.
It's a would you rather.
But it's too hard.
I like both.
Eladin, what are you thinking?
I like the guinea pig because all you have to do is cuddle it. And that's what I'm already going to do. So guinea pig.
You're going to cuddle him. You're going to get you're going to get adorable sweaters for everyone. But Ender's going to be able to speak any language.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the languages. Sorry, Elo. Can I have a sweater made?
No.
Dang it. Okay, go ahead.
Would you rather have a pet goldfish with the ability to glow in the dark, but only when it's happy, or a pet lizard that can blend seamlessly into any environment, but occasionally sneaks into your sock drawer for a nap?
Oh, blends into any environment, but it sneaks into your sock drawer. But what? Yeah, well, I don't know if it's
useless for us.
What's the first one?
Pet goldfish with the ability to glow in the dark.
Oh, glow in the dark goldfish. That's kind of novel.
Only when it's happy. But
wait, is that only when it's happy?
Only when it's happy, yeah.
Oh, well, that's good because then you'll know when it's happy. And if it's not happy, you can do something about it.
Yeah, that's good.
Because
then it'll keep me up at night.
Well, you don't keep it in your room. Glow in the dark. Oh, what if it's only happy in your room?
Yeah.
Then it's going to glow in the dark. Oh, this could go sideways real quick.
Yeah, I'm going with the other one.
Okay.
Bye.
Hi everyone, Ender here, asking you to please submit your questions at therathercast@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Would you rather have a pet snake that can sense when you're feeling down and gives comforting hugs, but only sheds its skin on your bed, or a pet ferret that can retrieve lost items from anywhere in the house but has a habit of stealing socks for its collection?
I'm going with the ferret 100%.
Ferret.
Snakes do not give hugs for the
no, they
unless
don't.
They are squeezing the life out of you.
Yeah, they do give.
I'm gonna. Hugs, what is the ferret gonna hide?
Only to squeeze the love.
Or the ferret steals socks for its collection.
Steal your socks.
I'll just get extra socks. This sounds way better. Next question.
Why don't you just take your socks back?
Snake hug. Yeah, you can go find where he keeps his collection.
I am always looking for either your someone's phone.
Or lost keys, or missing socks, or, yeah.
Well, so, they're not going to find a sock. They're going to take the sock.
Oh, that's right. Next question.
Would you rather have a pet horse that can perform impressive tricks like counting and bowing, but insist on being fed carrots at exactly 3 p.m. every day?
Mm.
Or a pet dog that can accurately predict the stock market, but only communicates this through barking patterns?
Oh, dog with the stock market, 100%.
Yeah, dog. Because you could learn to do
We're
it.
We're going to live on Easy Street after that.
Yeah. Would you rather have a pet rabbit with the ability to teleport small objects to your location, but it has a mischievous streak and likes to rearrange your belongings, or a pet bird with the power to perfectly initiate your smartphone's ringtone, but only when you're expecting an important call?
Wait, so the first one is awesome and the second one is irritating. That's not even a competition.
Yeah.
The rabbit
that
can transport
that
stuff.
Can accurately wrong one. A pet bird with the power to perfectly imitate your smartphone's ringtone.
But it just does it to mess with you. Like when you're about to get a real
but
call.
Only when you're going to get an important call.
Ugh, that tricky bird. I'm going with that transporting rabbit for
100% definitely.
Sure.
Would you rather have a pet cat with the talent to create intricate sand sculptures in its litter box, but requires a fresh batch of sand daily, or a pet dog with the ability to detect your mood and offer comforting cuddles, but only during thunderstorms?
I need to hear that again. Did you guys get that?
No.
I need to hear that again.
I want the rabbit.
It's complicated.
Hit me one more time.
Would you rather
I gotta
focus. Have a pet cat with the talent to create intricate sand sculptures in its litter box, but requires a fresh batch of sand daily, or a pet dog with the ability to detect your mood and offer comforting cuddles, but only during thunderstorms?
Dog.
I'm going to go with the dog because the cat's going to make like poopy sand sculptures. That sounds awful. And also, you'd have a cat.
Off to
a bad start.
I'm going to go with cat and put its litter box outside and replace the sand with an automated machine.
Oh, so you
and
get sand,
the sand
sculptures.
Recirculates. So it doesn't cost.
But you won't have
anything.
A Eladin and I are going to get dog cuddles during thunderstorms.
And then, wait for it, and then over time, it'll kill the cat because I'm not going
to
feed it.
Oh, my God. If we have anybody who listens to the show that likes cats, they're going to immediately stop now at this point. They're on to us that we're not cat fans.
Nope.
Okay, how many more do we have?
One.
Oh, last question.
10. More.
Aww.
10 more. Last question.
Would you rather have a pet turtle with the ability to predict the winner of major sporting events, but it insists on wearing a tiny sports jersey during each game, or a pet bird with the knack for reciting Shakespearean soliloquies, but only when you're reading a book aloud? What's a soliloquy?
So a soliloquy is like a speech that an actor gives, like
that's
a monologue. So you're telling me I'm going to either have a bird that interrupts me with Shakespeare or I'm going to have an adorable turtle that can predict the winner of major sporting events.
With a jersey on.
With a cute little jersey on. Some of these questions are just too easy. If anyone out there picks that annoying Shakespeare bird, I don't know what to do with you.
Yeah.
Did we do it? Did we get to the end?
Yeah.
Eladin, any final thoughts?
Yep.
You do have final thoughts? Go ahead.
Banana.
Well, it's hard to top that. I don't know what to do with that, but here we are. You know where to find us, and we'll catch you in June right here on
The Rathercast.
The Rathercast. Bye. Would you rather show your love for the Rathercast by supporting the show or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons? Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com. You can also submit a Would You Rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing therathercast@gmail.com.